Our community connection this morning brought to you by the Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home. Opportunity for us to focus on Tri-County Tech, and I have a couple of guests to help me out with that one. Heather Pollack and Monica Fisher in this morning. Heather, Director of Child Development for Tri-County Tech. And when I think of child development programs, I think of, you know, just exactly that, like we planted a kid and watched him or her grow. Is that a fair analogy?
That is a very fair analogy. That's what we do at Tri-County.
And you must have you have to have one of the happiest places to work in town.
I would think so. Yeah, that's I definitely would say that.
For those that don't know, Tri-County Tech is a very busy child development center. We were talking before we went on the air, and I wasn't shocked, but I was kind of surprised the number of youngsters that you see on a daily basis.
That's right. So on a daily basis, we see about 60 kids come in our regular child care center. But during the summer, we have about another 50 summer care kiddos that come through our building as well. So this summer, it's a lot of hopping going on back and forth. So we have a lot of little ones coming through.
It is a busy place. And I realize that moms and dads take vacations and maybe, can have the youngster at home on, I don't care, Wednesdays, and you may only see them Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, or whatever, but that's still a lot of names and a lot of faces to keep track of.
It is. In fact, our infant toddler teacher, who's been there, Tammy Lewis, for over 26 years, she has started building a tree that has all of the names that she's cared for the past 26 years, and the tree keeps growing, so we do see a lot of kids come through our program, and they are like family.
Yeah, you said you've been with Tri-County for about 15 years?
That's correct, yes.
That's all. The youngsters that you started with are now high school students or potentially graduates.
Well, I'm glad you put it that way, yes. That's about right.
Yeah. So have you seen some of them come back to Tri-County as students?
Actually, we have. We've had several of our kiddos come through our early care and education program that have been in our center when they were little. And it's crazy to be walking the halls and see some of those little bitty ones that had, curly blonde hair, and now they're, 6 foot tall walking through the hallways. So
yeah,
it's surreal, kind of.
It is. So also Monica Fisher joining us this morning, instructional support.
Yes.
We try to kind of almost forget that you are a teaching institution. And before I kind of talking with you, I compared Tri-County to a teaching hospital. That yes, the main surgeon with years and years of experience is there, but it's quite possible that this could be this intern's first appendectomy. And so it's a trust situation.
You're correct. That's a fair analogy, but we are a teaching program first and foremost. And what that means is our students who come through the early care and education program, they have the opportunity to work firsthand with those teachers who are experienced with those age groups. And when they first start, they have a rotation. We call it lab. They spend 2 weeks with each age group. So your student may come in and you're going to spend 2 weeks with the babies. Then you're going to spend the next 2 weeks with our one-year-olds, our two-year-olds, our three-year-olds, until they cycle through. And that gives them a great glimpse of every age group, every teaching style that we have. And we feel that gives them the best opportunity to succeed and get a good look at what childcare is and what it's not.
And there is a lot to learn in that situation.
Absolutely.
Because you can't treat the three-year-old even like the two-year-old.
Absolutely. Well, we have so many students who come in and they know how to change a diaper in their head, but until you get that toddler on that changing table who's squirming around, there's no amount of bookwork that can teach them that. So that's why we have our teacher who's in that classroom guiding them, showing them firsthand how to handle those situations.
And even if you practiced on a doll,
it's not the same. Absolutely.
And it doesn't. One will be very cooperative one time, and that same
Absolutely.
Youngster next time has got 14 other things on his or her mind.
Absolutely. That relationship between our teaching staff and our students is vital, I believe, to their overall success. As a teacher, a former teacher in a four-year-old room, I loved having that opportunity working with those students coming in and really showing them, because so many times they have ideas of what daycare or babysitting really is and what it's not. So it's a great opportunity to show them.
And you are more than both of that, those descriptions, more than
Absolutely.
Babysitting and more than daycare.
Absolutely. First and foremost, we build relationships with our families. You had mentioned earlier, learning all these families, learning their names. It is a lot, but we put a priority on our families first
and
that relationship.
Yeah, and it's those families. And you may have a set of siblings. You may have the 3-year-old and the 3-month-old in there.
Absolutely, we do. And those children are different. And every family is different, too. And it's our job to get to know them and relate to them and understand and for them to trust us.
And as a teacher for the student, the high school aged students or mm-hmm. the young adult students that you've got in your classroom, getting them to relate to that, I don't care, that 4-year-old, that 3-year-old, you were there, you used to be one, but we forgot a lot of what was going on then.
Absolutely. It's easy to have a disconnect sometimes when you're not in that classroom. And so I'm at a loss for words here.
Well, that's okay. And that happens to everybody all the time, whether you're on radio or not. Heather, you brought up the book, and I'm sure most of us have read it. But it's one of those things everything I know I learned in the sandbox.
Right.
But we forgot those lessons. Well,
we have.
You brought up the example of a puddle, and mm-hmm. it's a perfect example.
So, after a rainstorm and you're walking through a parking lot with a little kiddo, their first instinct is to jump in the puddle, but as adults, we want to walk around it. And we forget what it's like to be kids, and we allow the stress of life and life to get ahead of us. And sometimes we just need to act like a kid and have fun.
That youngster expects us, to a certain extent at least, even though we're a whole lot bigger, they expect us to have fun with them.
Yeah. Yes. Actually, today our preschool classroom is going to be having a mud kitchen, and so they're going to be making mud pies. And even though they're all going to be a muddy mess when they get done, the experience and just the fun of, making mud pies seems so stress-free. And I'm actually thinking I should have brought some clothes to play in the mud today.
That was going to be my next question. First of all, Mom and Dad had plenty of advance notice on this one, right?
Absolutely. We let them know that we were going to be doing this, but we also provide some clothing, and we change them into their bathing suits. And when they're done, we'll just hose them off and go about our days.
And it's part of our culture at Tri-County at our Child Development Center. Our parents have come to know that we do messy play. They expect us to allow their kids opportunities to get dirty, to get messy, to serve themselves, to have spills, because we believe overall part of our philosophy is that's how they learn. There's more learning opportunities allowing that child to play in the mud than there is if we don't allow them. And so our parents have kind of become accustomed to that.
So really, I'll say going back to the same kind of life that maybe even if you didn't grow up in a daycare center or mm-hmm. you grew up in a neighborhood, so to speak. Mm-hmm. And so it's that going back to the experience that Mom and Dad had.
Yeah, correct. Absolutely.
We're talking with the folks from the Child Learning Center at Tri-County Tech, and we will continue coming up on 1400 K1 in just a moment.
Let's face it, planning a funeral makes most of us a little uncomfortable. Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home will help you plan ahead and save your loved ones the financial and emotional burdens of making decisions during a difficult time. Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home is experienced and here to help plan services of all faiths, customs, religions, and traditions, including cremation. It only takes a few minutes to give your loved ones peace of mind for a long time to come. Call Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home today.
See Tim Howell and his professional staff at Bartlesville's finest funeral home.
Again, talking with Heather Pollack and Monica Fisher, Tri-County Tech. Heather is Director of Child Development at Tri-County Tech. You start with youngsters as young as, 6 weeks?
That's correct. 6 weeks old, and they go up to 4.
And, of course, they're all prepared. And I would have to believe, because you are part of that instructional process, you are confident that they're ready for pre-K.
Oh, I have no doubt. When they go into the preschool classrooms in the public school or into one of the private schools around here, they are ready. A lot of people get misconceptions about play. When you go into a child care center such as our 4-year-old program, it looks like the kids are just playing, making pretend pizza or building a bridge out of blocks. But they learn by doing. And we allow play, even though it looks like they're just, in there not really learning anything. They're learning about structures of bridges and how to make a car go. And they're doing a lot of science stuff, hands-on activities, and they're ready to go. It's not just learning about your ABCs. It's also learning about how to interact with others. That social aspect is very vital for a child to be able to be in a learning you know, environment.
And that 3-year-old and that 4-year-old is pretty anxious when they go home to show grandma and grandpa what they learned.
Yeah, and sometimes we'll have parents go, you know, I don't know what you're really teaching my child. And we always invite our families to come in and look, and I can point out, you know, 10 different things that they're learning when they're at the kitchen pretending to make, you know, pizza or apple pie. There are many things that they're learning.
Yeah, an opportunity to really, you know, let the kid, like you said, learn by discovering.
Yeah, our teachers have lesson plans. They create weekly lesson plans that are posted for our parents and families based off of a real curriculum designed for that age group. So whenever somebody questions, well, all you do is let them just play, any of our teaching staff can go, I know that's what it looks like to you, but here's why they're playing with these magnets. Here's why we're building this volcano with the baking soda and the vinegar. Here's why we're doing this, because we know that this is developmentally appropriate. So,
and that's important too.
Absolutely.
And I think, I guess just because as a youngster, I had a great aunt who was a first grade teacher. And so same sort of situation, except I did it in the kitchen instead of doing it at Tri-County Tech. That these were things that they knew that they were kind of things that you're going to have to be able to learn by the time you get to kindergarten, first grade, and how that learning process works. Kids are, learning styles are different, whether you're a tactile learner or a visual learner or auditory, and I'm sure even that applies down to 2-year-olds and 3-year-olds.
Oh, for sure. We look at every individual child. They're very unique in their own way, and they learn differently, and we adjust to each child and how they need to be taught.
And that's important because, again, that's just how, and you're teaching high school students to key in on some of those skills if they were to become later on an early childhood
Correct.
Teacher.
Yeah, and those students themselves all learn differently. And so we have to adapt our learning styles to be able to allow them to learn.
There's
the right
a lot
way.
Of flexibility that we all have to have a certain amount of to make this all work and be successful.
I was kind of surprised how long the center had been there. I figured maybe 20, 25 years, but it's been a longer than that.
So I've been there for 15 years, but I do know they were in module buildings, and I believe it either started in 90 or 91.
Okay.
And then we built the building that we're in now. It was back in 1998. So we have been there about 5 years ago. We built a storm shelter that can have about 121 people in there during a storm.
That's encouraging. I think it's important that mom and dad know that, you know, you have taken the actions to make sure that you are taking your responsibility of care for that youngster very seriously.
I do believe that safety is our biggest priority. You know, the parents put a lot of trust in us to take care of their children throughout that day. I still remember about 6 years ago going to our CEO, Lyndall Fields, saying, I think we need a storm shelter. And I felt like, oh, okay, I just put a bug in his ear. Maybe it'll happen one day. And probably about 6 months later, he called and said, hey, I need you to come down here. Let's visit with some architects. I'm like, wow, that didn't take long. So he also has that vision that we do, that, you know, safety is a big priority.
Well, and again, I'm working to fit what you do into the whole picture that becomes a Baldrige Award-winning organization. You're there. You're part of it.
Oh, absolutely.
Yes.
And knee-deep in it. We're very instrumental in making that happen and very proud of our accomplishment.
What sort of family situation or what type of parent will, you know, entrust their youngsters to you? Is it a specific, I'll say, type of parent or what they do or where they work or anything like that, or just cross country or the community?
We're open to the community. Obviously, we do have our own Tri-County Tech staff children there. We have our students that we serve that get priority into our program, but we also serve the community as well. We're there for them.
I feel like we have a good representation of all different types of families, family dynamics that we serve in our center. So I feel very blessed to work with such a broad, so many different types of families. It's a great place to work in that regard.
And I'm sure that that just helps these youngsters, again, whether just they become more natural around all types of people, tall people, short people, and everything else.
Absolutely. You know, our children, we want them to learn how to work with all people and work through conflict, solve problems, and people don't think that that's a skill that you have to learn sometimes. And it starts at a young age, having them work out a conflict between two people because a child stole their block and they want it back. Well, that's a big problem in a four-year-old world.
There are 14 other blocks, but this is the one
I want.
This
is the one I want. So we guide them and help them work through that problem so that when they get into the real world and have to solve bigger problems, they're able to do that.
And that's important. Ask any employer. Problem-solving skills are important.
Yes,
absolutely.
And again, when you're working with the high school students who are coming in to learn the skills that you're teaching them, in addition to working with the youngsters, that they become part of that lesson plan too, don't they?
They do, and they're actually required to build their own activity for the week, mm-hmm. and they go in and do that activity with the kids, and the teacher that's in that room will guide them and help instruct them on their activity that they were doing with the children.
And even more than just the activity as well, they have to make sure they're wearing their scrubs, that they are interacting daily in the right types of ways. So that teacher of that classroom, she is going to look at that student and make sure that they are doing everything that they are supposed to be doing, or that we're teaching them, or where they're struggling. And so it does count as a big portion of their overall grade.
Yeah. And that mm-hmm. sets Tri-County apart from other places in town who also bring youngsters in. You're looking not only at what's best for that four-year-old, but how do we get that high school junior to learn how they can interact with that four-year-old?
Absolutely. When our students complete our program, they have their CDA, which is a child care credential, and that just puts them a little bit higher on the hireable in the community. So we feel like we're putting into the community some people that are trained to work with children.
Right. Whenever they graduate, whenever they go and they try to get a job, we want other employers to go, oh, they went to Tri-County Tech. We know already that there's a set of standards or a set of expectations that they have of that student. And that really means a lot to us that we've tried to instill that culture, those values, and that level of quality.
And so that Tri-County Tech high school student that's concurrently enrolled, mm-hmm. they benefit. Certainly
Absolutely.
The youngster benefits. Mom and dad benefit
Absolutely.
Because of your credentials when they bring that 6-month-old or that 6-week-old. Mm-hmm. And I have the image of just like that first day at school, mom mm-hmm. doesn't really want the youngster to walk in that door, and maybe the youngster has some fear of what's going on there too. I don't know. But when you get it down to the first time that new mom drops that 6-week-old off at Tri-County, that's got to be an experience too.
I'm telling you, our infant teacher, Tammy Lewis, like I said, she's been doing this for 26 years, and she has a way of putting that mom at ease when they do drop off that first day. She shares, she listens to their concerns, gives them a little bit of comfort, takes their number down, will take pictures of their child throughout mm-hmm. the day, call them throughout the day, and is available for them. And she immediately builds a bond with that family. And you can tell, even with the 4-year-olds that have been through Miss Tammy's room, they come through and give Miss Tammy a big old hug. And my son is one of those. When he comes and visits, he's almost 9, and he still comes in and gives Miss Tammy a big old hug.
That is great. How does mom and dad get enrolled or get their youngsters enrolled at Tri-County?
So they can visit our website at tricountytech.edu and go under the service tab, and there's a child development link, and you will need to fill out a waiting list application. And if there is an opening, we would give you a call.
Speaking of the waiting list, and I realize that varies depending on the number of names on the list, but is there an average, a ballpark figure yeah. that you could say most of the time it's at least X number of days, weeks, or months?
So we have about 200 on our waiting list, and it's really hard to explain to parents. I may have 75 of those infants, and we only take about 4 infants a year. And it can be kind of a hard for the parents to understand how, they're never going to get in. And I can relate to that. It's scary not to be able to find care, quality care.
Mom and dad have talked about, planned in their mind, mm-hmm. that we're going to Tri-County.
Well, and a lot of the times when we do enroll kids, we may be needing to enroll a two-year-old. So we'll go through that list, and unfortunately, we're going to be looking for only two-year-olds. And so you may be number 175, but if we need that two-year-old, that's where we're going to pull first. Right. And it's so hard and confusing when you hear the term waiting list. You just think
I'm number one.
Right.
Okay. So, Tri-County Tech, and again, the Child Development Center. Obviously, we heard about the results and the fun learning experience that your youngsters can have. So consider it, inquire, and find out more at Tri-County. Thank you very much for coming in this morning.
Thank you.
We've been, again, talking with Director of Development Heather Pollack and also Instructional Support Monica Fisher. And news on the way next from the Oklahoma News Network on AM 1400, 93.3 FM K1. Our community connection brought to you this morning by the Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home. It's 5 before 9.
This is news from the Oklahoma.